KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, the shareholder meeting for News Corp is scheduled to take place tomorrow here in Los Angeles. And it's not really high noon for the Murdoch family and the board, but this company has been battered by the notorious phone hacking scandal and some other scandals that have cropped up. And there could be quite a lot of noise coming out of the shareholders.
I think that's absolutely going to be the case. The big Fox movie this Christmas is We Bought a Zoo, but I think tomorrow's annual meeting is going to be a real circus in its own right. There are a number of big institutional shareholder service companies which are urging its shareholders not to vote to reelect a number of directors for the News Corp board, and that would include Rupert Murdoch and his sons, James and Lachlan.
A big number of directors, actually, because the board has not been seen as particularly vigorous as these things have gone on. And really, you know, when you're dealing in this world of this kind of shareholder discontent, you don't expect a majority of shareholders to vote against management, even if that were possible, as it isn't in this case. I mean, but a significant shareholder vote against the board members does make an impression, a striking impression. It was enough to really do in Michael Eisner at Disney some years ago.
I think the real allegation is that this is a kind of imperial board, that Rupert has surrounded himself with family and friends. But I think the real issue is, you know, are they accountable to anybody? And Tom Watson, who is a prominent member of parliament in London, is coming over to the meeting, and he is going to try to raise a ruckus because he's saying, quote, this company is facing criminal charges for bribing police officers and potentially their executives will be charged with perjury, unquote. And that's going to continue on into next week.
Yeah, next week, Les Hinton, the former CEO of Dow Jones and a very, very longtime Rupert Murdoch associate, is coming back again to appear before parliament and try to explain what went on with the phone hacking that seems to have been rampant at News of the World and possibly some other Murdoch newspapers. And this is not going away at this point. We just had a major New York Times piece talking about the whole question of how this is taking a toll on the Murdoch family and this succession, which had looked like it was going to go to James.
It certainly had. And we should point out that Rupert Murdoch is 80 years old. So it does feel as if they have to kind of set a successor in motion. And, you know, the problems just keep multiplying. I mean, you mentioned Les Hinton. He also has to explain why he was apparently aware of the fact that the Wall Street Journal, which is part of the News Corp empire in Europe, was inflating its circulation numbers for a while. So it's just like one thing on top of another. And even though the company is performing well in terms of its profits, it is being besieged from all quarters. So I think the annual meeting is going to really reveal how fragile the management could be.
And I will just say one more thing about this New York Times article, which is, you know, the narrative changed in that article. It used to be that James Murdoch was going to be moving from London, where he was overseeing European operations, to the U.S. as successor in waiting. And sources in that New York Times article changed the narrative so that now James was really ordered to come here by his father, who was unhappy with him.
And Rupert has obviously always been very kind to his children and has bought a number of their own companies with News Corporation money. So that is the meaningful fracture, I think, within the company.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.